All right, peace and Black Power fam. This is your host, Brother Gaddafi. And this episode is actually kind of funny. Not funny, but it's a little different. It's kind of explain how I like to break things down into science. Something a little different than what I usually talk about. I'm still going to go back to talking about issues in Black communities and stuff like that. But I want to show you how intellectual and intelligent I can be. And I guess in a sense it's kind of pertaining to the Black community. You know what? Yeah, I'll do that. I'll break this down into science and I'll refer to the community, my Black folks, you know what I'm saying? This one is called The Science of Love. So when it comes to love, obviously, you know, in this generation, everybody is quick to say that they love somebody. But, you know, really, let's look at love in a scientific perspective before I break down, you know, I'll break it down scientifically and I'm going to break it down economically of, you know, what's the difference between culturally, too, of what's portrayed as love versus what the meaning, what the actual definition of love is versus what love is portrayed now. So love is measured in changes of biochemistry in the brain. It's identified in three basic parts, each caused by a special blend of brain chemicals. Now, there's a difference between love and lust. Lust is a very strong sexual pleasure or desire versus love is an intense feeling of deep affection for the opposite sex or the same gender. I'm not going to discriminate. So lust is driven by both testosterone and estrogen in both, you know, men and women. So it's a drive of both, you know, there's more testosterone in men versus, you know, estrogen in women. Now, when you have lust for somebody, lust is, you know, like I mentioned, the term, the definition is a strong sexual desire for the person that you're attracted to. So in that sense, lust kind of comes with attraction. So attraction is driven by both adrenaline and dopamine and serotonin. Now, serotonin all three of those are released by exciting experiences. So you're attracted to somebody, you fall into lust with that person. All these chemicals are released from adrenaline, dopamine, and serotonin. All those are the excitement, you know, part of how you're feeling toward that person. So you got all these chemicals pumping out at you. You know what I'm saying? To where, you know, if you're a man, you're attracted to, you know, obviously the features of a woman. The curves, the hips, the butt, the legs, the breast, the mouth. I was getting too carried away. But, you know, facial features, you know what I'm saying? Could be attracted to, you know, the color, the eye color, the eyes, you know, the length of the hair, whether you like long hair, short hair, light skin, dark skin, caramel skin, depending on, you know, like your preference. That's basically what I mean. So when you are attached to somebody, that's driven by different hormones and brain chemicals, oxytocin and vasopressin, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, vasopressin. Now, vasopressin is the bonding hormone. So, and that's also what is used to stimulate. That's in breast milk, you know. That's also the hormone release for the baby to bond with the mother. They call it the bonding hormone. Now, oxytocin is a gland responsible for the behaviors associated with relationships. My mistake. The oxytocin is the behaviors and the relationships in that relationship. The oxytocin is known as it enhances the bond. The oxytocin is the bonding hormone, versus the vasopressin or the vasopressin is acts on, you know, in the blood vessels, and it kind of controls the behaviors you have towards the relations, whether or not you feel for that person or not. And the that's the vasopressin hormone, and the oxytocin hormone is the bonding, also known as the cuddle hormone. So when you bond with your spouse or significant other or the person that you're attracted to, those hormones take an effect, and to make you, you know, believe that you are showing deep affection for that person. But depending on the circumstances, it could be just lust, strong sexual desire, because with that adrenaline and the dopamine and the serotonin hormones kicking in with the attraction, you know, that lust pops in, especially when your adrenaline gets going. So all you're looking at, depending on the situation, is you're overly excited. You're thinking you're in love, but you're really in lust, and you're looking for that one night stand. You get what you want, and then all of a sudden, those hormones are in. You need more, depending on the factors that take place afterwards. So, if you have that attachment. That attachment and that bondment, normally you'll see that in women, but they happen in both men and women, the same thing. But that attachment and that bondment show more in women, and they develop that because that oxytocin, the attachment, the bonding happens when, as in the mother's breast milk. So it's the bonding, it's the cuddle hormone, it's the bonding hormone, and that will bond the mother and the child. So that hormone releases more in the woman, because when the woman shows that affection and that attachment, you know, and that bonding, you know, cuddle, you know what I'm saying? So each hormone plays a certain effect in the body. So, you know, and that's what enhances the difference between love and lust. Now, since I broke that into science, the problem of what love actually is, which is deep affection for somebody, versus what love is portrayed. Now, love, if you look on the internet, this generation feeds and lives off of memes and quotes and all that kind of stuff being posted all around the internet. Now, in this generation, they believe love is buying your significant other a car or a house or $50,000+ worth of this and that, you know. Or love, or is giving that person a child. You know what I'm saying? Having a baby. I love you because I want you to have my seed. Well, in all actuality, it doesn't mean love. Love is deep affection. Now, when you love somebody, it goes a little bit more than that. Now, the problem with that in the African-American community is we fall in the category of lust a lot. And not by and by default, because it's what's displayed to our young children, our younger generation, to where if you if you take a picture in front of a Ferrari, or you pay a certain amount of money, you're automatically considered as a relationship goal. So people, these people on the internet is hyping you up, getting into your head that, oh, if I keep doing this and posting it on the internet, oh, it's love. Like, I'm showing, like, hey, this is how you love your woman, or this is how you love your man. So you're attracted to what's presented and what you are growing up thinking was acceptable to have in your life. Reason being, you grow up thinking that for women, as a man, you look at a woman. Nowadays, it's all built off plastic surgery and butt injections. So you have a butt injection, butt implants, or whatever the case, breast implants, collagen, hair, weave, all that kind of stuff, getting your nails done, wearing all this amounts of makeup, wearing booty shorts. You thinking that, man, like, that's all I see. So I want a woman that's like that. You know what I'm saying? And as a man, as a woman, you see a man where you want a man that has bukuts amount of money, and you think that if he buys you A, B, C, D, E when you want to, then that's automatic love. You know what I'm saying? In all actuality, that's not. Because for one, we're showing the young generation what's acceptable and how we should be treated. And what's the definition of love? There's no affection in it. It's more materialistic affection, not emotional affection. So you think that if, as a man, you think that, man, I want a bad chick, I want this, I want that, thinking that's acceptable to have in your life, but you're not thinking of, well, what can that woman do for me that separates her from any other woman? Because any woman, if they have that kind of money, can get that kind of procedure done. Because 9 times out of 10, a lot of the women that you think are women are transgender. And 9 times out of 10, the woman that you think that has the curves and the butt and all that kind of stuff wasn't born like that. Exhibit A, Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj was small, petite. She did not look like she had love, which she was now. Cardi B. Cardi B did not look, was not born with those, with that figure. So, you know, you gotta look at, okay, well, am I dating you, or am I dating of an image of who you want to be? Because, you know, when it's easy to change yourself in the light, but when you look like somebody completely different in the dark. So how is that hurting our community? It's hurting our community. We're hurting each other from the fact of, well, first, that we're displaying an example of how we're supposed to look in a black community, from, you know, thinking that it's, in order to be loved, we have to succumb to having the European hairstyle, the hair straighteners, the perms, the straightened wigs, and all that kind of stuff, making our hair look like something that is not. Also, B, making it acceptable to accept that it's okay that women can only be loved if they looked a certain way, and men can only be loved if they dressed and acted a certain way. They have to act to where, you know, it's not okay to show your emotion. It's okay to be a brick, a wooden figure. It's okay to be Pinocchio, basically. You know what I'm saying? You have to put on this monstrous, tough guy, tough Tony act. And if that's not you, that's not you. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people succumb to these different organizations. By organizations, I mean gangs, clubs, all that kind of stuff, thinking that, well, in order for me to get this kind of attention, I have to be this type of person. And if it's not you, it's not you, player. And if baby girl, if that's not you, that's not you. So loving yourself. If you don't love yourself, you can't love anybody else. Because if you don't love yourself, that means you feel like in order to be loved, like I mentioned, you have to look like somebody else. Somebody who doesn't love themselves feel like they have to look like Nicki Minaj, Cardi B's, Angelina Jolie, Jennifer Aniston, Alicia Keys, and all that kind of stuff. You know, Beyonce. So you not loving yourself, you not having that deep affection for yourself. You're only having a certain desire to look like somebody else. You're not showing that same affection. So if you can't show that same affection towards yourself, what makes you think you can show it to somebody else? So that's when that low self-esteem sets in. See, I've seen adults with low self-esteem, and you would have thought that when you see it, and it's possible, but when you see it, you would think that it's an episode of Billy Madison, because Billy Madison being a grown person and being a grown adult, a grown man in kindergarten, you would think that stage of low self-esteem kind of comes and goes around your teenage years. But in all actuality, it doesn't. You know what I'm saying? Because for years, if you grow up thinking that you're a certain way, you're not going to be anything better unless you look a certain way, and guess what? You're going to really start to believe the fact that maybe I am this type of person, or maybe I won't find love or unless I look like that person. So guess what? That love, that deep desire to look like somebody else, that lust for to look like somebody else, so that lustful thinking to keep you from to thinking that in order to attract this type of man, I got to look like this type of woman. So guess what? You start trying to spend hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars of your money to die look like that person. Now, guess what happens when you do that? Surgery is backlash. I had knee surgery when I was 16. I'm 26. I still have effects with this knee. And this knee was supposed to fix my knee. And yes, if it this surgery did help me a lot. But there's still some things that I still can't do normally. Like I would if I didn't have surgery or if I didn't injure my knee. I had surgery on my wrist. Yes, the surgery was to help my wrist, but at the same time, there are certain functions that I can't do anymore or that I struggle to do than I would have if I didn't have surgery on my wrist, if my wrist wasn't injured. So surgeries, you hear so many stories about these people trying to getting their stomach shrunk. And literally they have to eat the same thing every day because it's a certain amount of calories that they need to survive. Bulimia. People have these eating disorders. People take these diet pills. People get on these crazy diets that they dang near kill themselves trying to look like certain people that they not. And instead of being proud of themselves, they harm themselves and they harm others because hurt people hurt people. So when you hurt others, when yourself is hurt, you're going to hurt others because why am I the only one that's suffering? Why is everybody else walking around with a smile on their face? Because guess what? They're content and they're happy with themselves because they figured out, they realized if they can't accept me for the queen or king or queen that I am, then they don't need to be around me. That's why I say acknowledge the fact that you are royalty. And it's not just goes for black people either. It goes for everybody, but in this particular subject, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I did say if you have self-esteem, whether you're black, white, whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's low self-esteem and not cherishing yourself and your body is unhealthy. So the purpose of love, of me breaking down love in a scientific matter is, you know, just because, I study science too, but also, you know, knowing that loving yourself, you have to learn to love yourself and boost yourself up and your confidence up. Once you boost your confidence up, you'll be surprised how weak-minded a lot of people are, or the weak mindset that people bring out, because they don't think that you're stuck up. But in all actuality, you have self-respect for yourself because you're not going to just settle for anybody. So those weak-minded people, if you're a woman that has self-respect, you're not going to settle for anybody because you can see straight through that man, that person, knowing that they only want just one thing from you. You know that you're worth more than that. Guess what? They're going to try to call you out your name. They're going to try to lower your standards and lower your self-esteem to get you to succumb to their trap. But when you realize that I'm much stronger than that and I can see straight through your BS, I'm not going to fall for that. So guess what? They start exposing their weakness, their low self-esteem, their insecurities, because now they're starting to realize that I can only get the fast girls, the thots, the hoes, the whores, and stuff like that, the ones that are easy to get after the first night or the first date or whatever the case. You know what I'm saying? And that just shows for, and that's for the men. Now the men, you know what I'm saying, understanding that I need to be with somebody that I need to approve, not what society says is acceptable, but who I need to think is acceptable. So if somebody who, like I say, if I like to play sports, and sports, I like to watch NBA and all that kind of stuff. I want somebody who is just as interested in sports as I am. You know what I'm saying? Or if I like certain something, you know what I'm saying? Then I need to find somebody that's going to make me happy and like some of the stuff that I like. You know what I'm saying? Because if you like something and that person does not like something, y'all going to conflict, because unless y'all willing to compromise, they're going to be stuck in their way of, I don't think that's cool, or I don't want to do that. And you think, well, I like doing this. So one of y'all are going to try to make the one another change. So, and once you change, if you really are content and happy with the stuff that you're doing, and you try to change, you're going to end up unhappy. And unhappiness turns into spitefulness and disapproval for one another. So once you start developing that, then all of a sudden those chemicals start to, you know what I'm saying, like the chemicals in the brain are gonna start turning off. The attraction is gonna start turning off. All that stuff is gonna start turning off to the point where you're gonna actually start despising that person. So unless you nip that in the bud right then and there, you're gonna end up thinking that, well, society says that this is a type of woman or this is the type of man that I need to have in my life. So in order to find instead of going by what I think is acceptable, I got to go with society says is acceptable. So then I can be a relationship goal just like these other people that had 500,000 plus followers on Instagram, Twitter, you know what I'm saying? So... And you got to understand that the stuff that's on YouTube and Instagram and all that kind of stuff, it's all a big, like, it's all a distraction. It's a distraction to say, to keep you from what really is important and what is acceptable you know what I'm saying? So loving yourself is a must before you can love others. Once you love others, you need to respect that not everybody is going to be for you. And don't just settle for just anybody. When you settle for the approval for anybody, that means you're going to be subjected to anything. So you could be in an abusive relationship, and the only thing that you care about while that person is slapping you upside your head is, at least I'm with somebody. I can't say that about some people, but at least I'm with somebody. But you're allowing all this physical, psychological, emotional, verbal abuse just for a few happy moments. God forbid you bring a child into this world. You bring a child into this world, guess what? They're going to see that. And they're going to think that that's acceptable, where, you know, damn loving themselves, they got to make sure that they love that person loves them. So they're gonna settle for anybody. Kids watch what they witness. Kids, you know what I'm saying, copy what they witness. You gotta show that these kings, you know, we gotta teach these young kings and queens to love A, themselves first and foremost, and B, learn to love others. Because once they learn to love and respect themselves, then they're gonna want somebody that's gonna love and respect them as well as themselves. So peace and black power. That's all I really got to say as far as the science of love, broken down in a scientific matter as well as economic matter of how it affects our economy and affects our generation. and what's and how our generation thinks it's acceptable to that this side is love versus what it really is lust. And what lust is nothing but a sexual desire and a pleasure, a temporary desire and a pleasure. Sex, just like, you know, like I said, attraction that falls into lust. You're attracted to that person's features. So therefore, you're releasing all that adrenaline, dopamine, serotonin into that lustful action. So, and how loving yourself is important is just as, if not more important than loving others, because you set yourself, you set the boundary and a standard to yourself, and that way you can weed out the weak-minded people versus who shares the your common interest at heart. So that is what I really have to say as far as love. I every so often I'll pick a little thing about, you know, breaking down scientifically, depending on what book I read or what I study and stuff like that, or what happens to be on my mind. Be on the lookout for the origin of these different holidays and how it's demonic and how it's pagan. So hope you guys have a great, wonderful night. I will see you guys on the next episode. Black Power.